to your soul. The one I used to see on the show. That love, the one that feels like you're at home. The one that got you sleeping on the phone. That love, the one that feels good to your soul. The one I used to see on the show. That love, the one that feels like you're at home. The one that got you sleeping on the phone. I'm never gonna settle.
We'll be right back. Are you happy? You wanted this. You got it. I'm a punk now. Dressed up in your little costume. Playing your little game. But it's still the same. It's the same old grip. That same old lie. That fairy tale.
They try to make me a punk. But I was born this way.
Dark night of the soul. As the dark night takes control, let the dark night make you whole. Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Welcome to the Vibe Collective. I'm Kiana, and I'm here with...
You're here with Natalie.
And
Lana.
Woohoo! I thought it was just going to be me today. And then they were here, and I was like, I can't just talk to myself. No, I'm just joking.
Intruders.
No, I'm happy because I'll just be talking to myself, and you guys will have to respond.
Whoa.
Wow.
Is this class?
You know how, like, some conversations... No, never mind. I was just going to say how some conversations, like...
You know? Oh, never mind. Anyways.
To yourself.
Just say the thing. What's the thing?
No, that's it. Like, in some conversations, God. I'm talking too much about myself. I mean, to myself. And it's, like, not even an actual conversation.
No, I think it is. But you have to find the right person where it's both of you talking to yourselves, but also to each other.
Yeah.
So basically, like, every conversation we have...
A good balance.
Including sound effects and noises. A good balance. Sound just effects, me talking to myself.
Acapella.
And you listening.
Acapella ad libs.
Monkey noises.
They always make sure to add ad libs to every conversation.
DJ tags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are going to start off with some music because it's what we all deserve.
Amen.
Yeah.
So true.
I'm gonna start with Forbidden Juices by Marika Sage.
Chicken.
And be kissing, or do you wake up in the middle of the night thinking about fights we never finished? I don't know what we were missing. I just wish we found some other way, but separating made a day so we could finally make each other listen. Cause I have my anxiety, and it's trying to tell me that you are moving on, it's got me tripping. Like, should I listen to it, or should I listen to the way my body feeling through this? Just let me take a bite, I'm trying to taste forbidden juices through my forbidden. Cause I know I shouldn't be doing what the fuck I'm doing. Like, should I listen to it, or should I listen to the way my body feeling through this? Just let me take a bite, I'm trying to taste forbidden juices through my forbidden fruit bitch. Cause I know I shouldn't be doing what the fuck I'm doing. So tell me, do you miss me too? I already know. Conversations dry, I think we need some lotion. Or maybe take some time, cause we need to get focused. I'm always creeping on your page like what you posted. I'm sticking to what I've been feeling like a poster. So we can finally make each other new. feeling through this. Just let me take a bite. I'm trying to taste forbidden juices. You my forbidden fruit, bitch. Cause I know I shouldn't be doing what the fuck I'm doing. Like, should I listen to it? Or should I listen to the way my body feeling through this? Just let me take a bite. I'm trying to taste forbidden juices. You my forbidden fruit, bitch. Cause I know I shouldn't be doing what the fuck I'm doing, yeah. All this time, still I seem to crave. Lost everything every time, still I feel the pain. Cause all it takes is being closer. The skin, that sort of soul love. Keep me floating past the point of memory. Never go spirit deep. I just keep falling. Be fighting demons. Rather feel you underneath me. Fuck sleeping too deep in it. Don't need save. Just wanna hear my name. It goes away, decay with the seasons. Risk it all for a moment. A feeling, long as you know what it is.
Look like poppy seeds, she do it so sloppily. But this done with the quality. Get the fuck up off my property. I'm like, who is stopping me? Hey, this a Nika nigga possibly. Boy, I don't do no monogamy. Body don't wanna leave. So sweet, yeah. I cannot build, it ain't worth it. I cannot chill, busy working. Think I'm moving out of states. Try to meditate while put it in his face, I won't say a thing, but can you relax with me? This ain't something that you'd ask for. I'll be there when you ask for me.
Back, so I just played a few songs there. The first one is Forbidden Juices, Marika Sage, and then Fallen by TRS and Poppy Seeds by Annika, and the last one you just heard was Wannabe by Sassy 009.
Beautiful.
We were having just a little brief cute ugly conversation.
Cute ugly hot.
You gotta ugly be hot. A little bit ugly to be
ugly heart.
I agree. Yeah. Oh, that's a whole nother, but yeah.
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 About
Natalie.
Sure, I'll take it away
Natalie,
then.
Yeah.
We were talking about just kind of like what it means to be pro community and like not individualist and how to actually cultivate that in your own like friend groups and like just like places
and not
you
just say that you're doing it and that's
exactly
what you stand for
exactly
as
and
a banner that means nothing
practicing your politics and just like kind of like the way that that's often better understood amongst people of like collectivist cultures and like not universally and like some collectivist cultures are like individualist in their own weird way, especially like when they come and they immigrate and they have like weird model minority shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, one of the things that I kind of said of, like, my personal feelings, like, various situations in which I've encountered this is just, in Vancouver, I often feel like people hate the out-group more than they love the in-group. And they define their love and they define their community by exclusion and not by inclusion and making sure that everyone there actually genuinely feels loved. And that it's Liar. Not just about them feeling like they can love themselves because they look cool with a certain set of people.
Or because, like, taking pride in, like, not being something that you, like, don't want to be. Well, okay, no, obviously, whatever you don't want to be, like, you shouldn't be that.
Mm-hmm.
But putting down others who are not similar to you, just, like, this can go in, like, so many, a million mm-hmm. different
exactly.
ways.
Exactly.
Not even just friend groups or, like, just, like, different, like,
and aesthetics don't
things.
Equate to politics.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not the same thing.
Yeah, or, like, expecting that because someone looks or acts or does, like, a certain thing or, like, whether that's, like, in the arts or, like, whatever, that they will, like, match your values.
Yeah, and, like, in the art scene, people spend so much time trying to like curate their persona. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody does.
Yeah.
Like, in it's, to certain degrees, mm-hmm. because like that's part of like finding
social
who you
creatures.
Are. And, yeah.
Yeah.
But but it's just so amplified, and it's to the point where it's like, this is I'm gonna, like, yeah, aesthetics aren't politics, and it's like the minute they see somebody who doesn't look like them, but who actually does live by the politics they're trying to, you know, create a brand around, it's like, oh, I'm gonna look down on this person because they don't mm-hmm. look like me, they don't dress like me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I think it's just immaturity in some sense.
You also, like, miss out on really cool, amazing mm-hmm. people who are talented and have, like, say it's like, I'm just thinking about, like, the art scene in Vancouver in general. Like, someone could have literally your artistic vision that you like, want to match, but they're
yeah,
dressed
but they're
in, like,
just not
whatever
as
you might put
you
down.
To, like,
but, like, if they're dressed, you know how, like, people are, like, support women, and then they, like, will make a meme about, like, the Lululemon whatever yeah. wearing person, which is, like, whatever, like, do make, like, make fun of, but I don't know, I just think
I'm pro judgment, but not pro judgment to make yourself feel better. Like, I think you're allowed to dislike things and openly dislike things.
That's fine. Yeah,
but I feel like there's a, like, a certain kind of constructive judgment mm-hmm. where it's like there's, like, some people who, like, judge and dislike because it makes them feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
And it's very evident.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you look at people, like, from below, from underneath, and then you, mm-hmm. you're like, how can I counter this? And instead of creating,
like, your own, like, thing that will make you feel better, like, coming up with your own, like, aesthetic, it's like you want to be the opposite of what you don't like.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah, exactly. And that just ties in with the whole, like, I'm going to focus on what I don't like and what I don't want to be, as opposed to, how can I unpack this?
And it kind of makes you just as much of a, like, trend follower, like, in quotations.
Oh, yeah, let's get into this.
As people who actually just follow trends openly, because, like, some people just don't care that much about that kind of mm-hmm. shit. And, like, the and people who do valid. Think they're so much better than other people.
Also,
and it's, yeah.
Same thing with, like, when Natalie said, like, that first statement about the, like, hey, making an in-group based on, like, hating the out-group. I, like, didn't understand. I was like, can you repeat that? But, like, that was so good. Because same thing with, like, how people are like, well, actually, I think superiority complexes can be, like, important sometimes, definitely. But, like, also, like, just say you found, I'm like, we'll talk about an artist, and I'm like, yeah, I found them on TikTok, and I don't care. But you, like, yes, like, literally people go on, do things that
you're
are normal.
You're supposed to be, like,
and
appreciating
trends.
And absorbing things from, like, all different areas.
Yeah,
like,
especially about, like, you were saying, like, collectivist cultures. I feel like,
which we were talking about off air.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. You kind of brought it up briefly, but, like, people create
their
own.
Yeah, and they're claiming to adhere to all of these, like, collectivist values, and that's their entire, like, shtick, if you will. Mm-hmm. I actually hate that word. I don't know why I just said it.
I love that word.
But, yeah they make that their whole brand. They make it their whole thing, but through such meaningless, like, labels and facades, and it's like, you're okay, you're not even standing for what you claim to believe in. Mm-hmm. It's like you're nitpicking the elements of collectivism that you, like, want to shine through whatever your aesthetic is, mm-hmm. but then in your interpersonal relationships it's
and
like
virtue signaling.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's just like, it's become a, you know, values have become so, like, trivialized, and it's just a performance art. And then, like, the cycle and the evolution of people's values are, like, it's so quick now. It's just like, okay, this is the general consensus today, we hate this, and then the next day someone's gonna come out and bring a super hot take, all of a sudden everyone agrees, and it's like, okay, this whole, you know, makeshift process, it's just, it happens so fast.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't even have time
to, like, process what you actually like and don't like, because, which sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I do think that's important and necessary, like, the, like, deciding what to, because
iterative,
I don't know, sometimes
processes.
People get bored, and I think it's, like, fine to obviously base your identity off of not
test
liking
things
and but also like,
it's part
being
of the
open
process.
That's also, like, the thing with, like, having an open mind. It's like, people talk about, like, having an open mind with certain things, but, like, yeah, say it's like an outfit someone's wearing, just because they aren't, you don't have an open mind about their outfit, they, like, may have the exact same, like, you miss out on, like, the good things when mm-hmm. you're like, yeah, mm-hmm. but no, you go.
And when you, like, one of the other things we mentioned is, like, when you select your friends, like, and I feel like there's a lot of people who don't mean to be superficial. Like, they are very multifaceted, interesting people, but they sometimes just, like, don't catch themselves, and it, like, totally makes sense to develop these kinds of patterns in mm-hmm. a society that's structured this way, mm-hmm. but they just kind of fall into these patterns of subconsciously or consciously selecting friends based on superficial what cues of what they think yeah. a good like good what they people think should aligns seem like. With
yeah
exactly or what aligns with them, and it's like that could look like vastly different things, and you're cutting all that off, and so you end up with a friend group where you're suddenly like, why are all these people like fake, etc., like it's nobody so practices what they preach, and it's like, well, because that's what you selected off of. Mm-hmm. When you select off of superficial like indicators, then you get superficial. Thank you.
Yeah, explained you. So well. Behind you. Off air when she was saying all this, I was synapsing even on there. I was like, yes.
Synapsing.
I was synapsing.
I'm gonna
dendrites of it.
Play what Axon Natalie terminal. Requested. I'm gonna just play them and we will be back.
Beauty fear.
There is a drinking water settlement for First Nations, and the claims process is now open. The settlement includes $1.8 billion in compensation to some individuals and First Nations subject to long-term drinking water advisories from November 1995 to June 2021, and $50 million for eligible individuals who suffered specific injuries due to these advisories. If you are a First Nations member impacted by a long-term drinking water advisory, you may be eligible for compensation. You will also have free access to legal advice and support while filling out your claim. This is the first drop in recognizing the communities impacted. For more information or to submit your claim, visit firstnationsdrinkingwater.ca. Thank you.
want that nigga, man. I don't want your boyfriend.
Couldn't fuck that nigga cause he a rando. If he's talking money, then I need him rando. All you bitches blend in like camo. Nigga, you a puppy, nickname you Mammo. Satisfied, get over the hump, camo. Couldn't fuck your nigga, but he a fan though. Couldn't fuck your nigga, but he for everybody. If I don't know who did it, then I'm hitting everybody. And everybody is a rapper, bitch, this shit is a hobby. You can make a feat, so I left him in the lobby. I like to party, slick, ring, body, dotty. If I'm uninvited, then I'ma crash the party. I do a first, then all these bitches copy. Bitch, can you hear me? Wait, copy. Little pretty bitty, I don't ever pay for shit. Little pretty bitty, I just stunted on your clip. I just told your nigga hi, I am not on his dick. I'm not gonna stop till my whole family rich. Leave it up to me, my whole family in the lake. That head on the beat, then the 808 kick. My nigga told me eat, he don't fuck on no twig. Stick to the scenes, he can't fuck on no stick. Call him all the building cause he want his fix. Nigga, I want money, I don't want no kids. Steve. I don't want him. I don't want him. I don't want him. Think I want your nigga, I don't want him. Think I want your boy, I don't want him. Think I want your boy, I don't want him. I don't want him, bitch, I don't want him. Think I want your nigga, I don't want him.
If it's positive, I know I've been in my zone, been out my mind a bit. Mama said you gotta make it home, you gotta lie to give. I know that it's hard, but you can't leave me, so you gotta live. I called her, tell her that it's hard as shit. Told her I've been lying to myself, at least I'm honest here. My girl don't want us anymore, she want me out of here. So they fucking mad at myself, I'm pulling out my head. Man, this weed became my therapist. Matter of fact, my best friend too, I only care a bit. Seem like fucking up, my life is burning to my heritage. People tryna jack my pen, I keep writing my narrative. I'm sitting pretty like a pair of tits. I hit the spiff with innocence, I know I hurt no more. It's gratitude and attitude, I'm riding it solo. I hit the spiff with innocence, I know I hurt no more. Why is it hard for you to see me as I wanna be? Why is it hard for you to see me as I am? I'm living by be who you want and I don't wanna be. And never change for any, wanna give a damn. Why is it hard for you to see me as I wanna be? Why is it hard for you to see me as I am? I'm living by be who you want and I don't wanna be. And never change for any, wanna give a damn.
Feel, still I feel. My, right here in time you. Always, you got me showing my face. Still I feel. My, right here in time you.
I reminisce and watch the time last. You move so fast, you make me wonder where your mind's at. Signs flash until we finally come in contact. Love on tap, we free and they need no contract. Now that's static, we smooth like soft satin. We move in all caps, we mostly off cat. And I know you gon' tap it, cause yo, it's so passionate, yo. You gon' tap it when you remember you, yeah.
Why is it hard for you to see me as I wanna be? Why is it hard for you to see me as I am? I'm living by be who you want and not a wanna be, and never change for anyone to give a damn. Why is it hard for you to see me as I wanna be? Why is it hard for you to see me as I am? I'm living by be who you want and not a wanna be, and never change for anyone to give a damn.
Still I feel right here in Tom Hills, always. You got me showing my face. Still I feel right here in Tom Hills, always. You got me showing my face.
And we are back.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
This is the exec show.
The exec show.
Student executive
student
show.
Exec.
Student power.
We were talking right after we finished our whole conversation about, like, what were we even talking about?
About in-groups and out-groups
and superficial. And
superficial, things.
Like, picking things off of... I was saying how... I was like, sometimes I just... Well, I wouldn't say I, like, put the song on my playlist, but a title, a, like, really long, insanely long title or really, like, obscure thing will draw me to it, and I'll usually be like...
To a song.
To a song, sorry.
Yeah. To a song on Spotify when you're looking at songs.
Yeah. Or, yeah. But... And then we were like, well, that's, but that's different. It's not human. You're not picking, like, well, like,
yeah,
not,
but
songs are friends.
Yeah,
songs
but titles
are friends.
I do it based off of album covers, but.
Yeah. That's definitely. Or even, like, artist, like, the one, you know, like.
Good artist names, yeah.
Like, yeah, the little, the first song we played from that was, I don't even know.
_baby_forever.
Forever, yeah.
Forever. What was the next order of.
Business.
We had
next
a
order
whole
of business
thing on Instagram.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
and
yes.
How I believe that was next.
Everything
we were
is a brand
about
authenticity
okay.
included.
Okay, no, I think the main thing, the main problem I have with that is like authenticity included at the top of the whole like curated spectrum, because in 2016
yeah,
where,
like,
when there were like
photo dumps.
When there yeah when there were like full faces of makeup and you knew it was forced and you knew like those things, I feel like those made life like less you wouldn't always be like, it wouldn't be so easy to compare because you'd be like, okay, like this is forced, whatever, you
yeah.
could tell. But then now it's like things are like natural, for which I am also guilty. It's like you, mm-hmm. yeah, you curate authenticity. Like even like the candid things now, it's like, that's like, I mean, not as like intense, but then everything, like when everything looks natural and authentic, like that's more scary because then you're like, oh, well, I.
Stage props.
Yeah. Like, why doesn't my life look like that when I'm like living this, doing the same thing as you?
My take is I like, because for me, it's like a constant back and forth of like, no, I don't want to like post things that are like, see, like that feel authentic to me or something, because then I'm like, I am like showing people because I need to show people whatever, and I'm it's like mm-hmm. it becomes forced. But then there's the other side where it's like, no, you should share things you like because you don't fear judgment. It's mm-hmm. like, it's like there's the back and forth where it's like, I want to share it because I just want, like, because I don't care, but I also don't want to share it because I'm also like, no, but I don't want to look like I care, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. And then it's just like, well, then just post what you want. But then it's like, oh, but like what I want is so distorted. It's so hard to decide what I want. Like, that's why posting
yeah.
on Instagram is so nerve-wracking, because it's like, this is something I like, or this is a photo I like, or a set of photos I liked that like I feel represent this like moment in time or this trip I went on. And then you post them all and then you're like, oh, how do I come off?
Yeah, but that's also like that thought process comes from this new wave of like authentic, natural posting and like mm-hmm. curating your Instagram to look that way, because like
I think
yeah.
it's also just like the general pressure that social media puts on everyone to like, because it exists for a reason, right? It exists for you to, it's like finally a chance for people to reinvent themselves
mm-hmm.
And it's great in some ways, you know, like, I guess it helps people cope with, you know, the way they want to see themselves or the mm-hmm. way they want to be perceived. But now it's, like, just gotten to an extreme where it just permeates in real life as well.
Yes.
And in real life, yeah. people have this obsession with being perceived. And it's, like, it's just excessive, you know?
But it's, like, also obsession with, like, being perceived versus also, like, not being, like, I think there's, like, when people are, like,
yeah, or, the thought like, of trying being perceived hard is, to not be perceived.
Well, no, but, like, I think that's, like, a genuine fear. Like, people, when you think about, like, yourself being perceived, that's, like, so scary. Like, it, at any given yeah, moment, like you're, like, it's terrifying. That's, like, a normal thing, yeah, to be, like, scared of, like, the way, no, but, like, even in real life. So you're, like, okay, cool, like, this is a chance for me to, like, show that. Same with, like, if you're, like, a shy person and you're like, I want to, like, show my personality, which is also really weird because that's, like, so
difficult.
Yeah,
the people who do it best are actually the most shy in real life.
Mm. Per.
That's what I found.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, it's not a bad thing. It's just
not derogatory.
Not derogatory.
I knew you were going to say. no, but, no, that's, well, that's a thing. Just even the same with, like, people who, like, that's, like, could be with anything. Like, shy people mm-hmm. can be, like, really good at some, like, niche thing, especially with, like,
yeah,
because
that's how they channel, like,
yeah, which is, like,
way
so fair.
It gives
I
them
don't,
a platform
yeah.
to, you know, yeah. air out the mm. way they want to be perceived.
Yeah,
but yeah, there's just so much danger with it and so much unnecessary pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's just like, and now, like, I'll be with my friends doing something and then they'll just, like, take their phones out and start taking pictures of everything, which is great for the memories, whatever, you know, we're lucky that we get to preserve them and in such high resolution. But it gets to a point where that becomes more important and that becomes the priority, and it's like some people even start to, like, base their interests and, you know, mm-hmm. and what they want to do you know, based on how they want to be seen and how they want to be perceived and how it's going to come across in an Instagram grid-like setting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Mm.
It's like, oh, I'm going to wear this fit and I'm going to go to this street and I'm going to take a picture there. And it's just like,
but,
you know, it takes the life
yeah.
out of everything.
But also, no, I think that's, like, fine to an extent because me being like, I'm guilty of this. So actually, I'm just so real. I'm just admitting that I
it's
am.
It's like you're allowed to curate
but
things.
But you're also allowed to criticize things and understand that there's, like, I was actually just talking about this, how, like you go through, like, phases of, like, temporary, like, distractions, and there's, like, always, mm-hmm. like, different. And, like, before, it, like, I used to, like, post on Instagram, like, I feel like just because it was, like, social media was more, I was more, like, there, which I definitely still am. I just, like, I don't know, but and it was, yeah, it was like a way to, like, be like, oh, look,
I'm here.
Also, I guess I'm a Leo. I'm like, no. I need to, but I don't know. I feel like, oh my gosh, this is literally, like, could be a huge topic, but we only have 4 minutes left.
Oh my god, I'll add one more thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
just,
please.
Like, with the curation thing, it's just like I feel like you can tell a difference in the sense of, like, I have so much shit in my camera roll. And, like, a lot of it is, like, curated stuff that I took because I'm, like, I, like, want this. Like, I just want to make, like,
something
this
look
visual or
cute.
Something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want something
I
to look
think
cute.
That's what,
like,
I mean. Yeah, yeah. I think that's, like, really fair.
And as long as you make sure that that's not just something you're doing for other people.
For other people,
you.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
it's,
yeah.
like, you're also, like, I want to take, like, this cool video or this cool photo because I also just want to, and I, like, it is aesthetics and it is, like,
mm-hmm.
superficial in that sense,
mm-hmm.
but, like, aestheticism is not a bad
thing.
And
it's also
when it's
a
done
way
to,
for you to channel, it's
yeah.
like a creative outlet,
yeah,
in a way.
I think that's also, yeah, that's,
it's
like,
just
one thing
it becomes
that
a problem when you're doing it for others and
yeah.
not
yeah.
for yourself,
because then you realize, like, oh shoot, what do mm-hmm. I actually like, mm-hmm. which, like, I feel like as long as you get to that point, well,
yeah,
like, I feel
like
as long
of...
as you get to that point, because at some point, whatever you're doing, you might be like, oh shoot, like, why am I doing this?
Mm.
As long as you get to that point at some point, and, like, if
yeah.
you realize you're not doing something for yourself, then that's really mm-hmm. all that matters.
Yeah, it makes the whole, like, sense of self very precarious.
So, oh my god. Oh my god, there's literally 2 minutes. I'm gonna end this with a song. song. And the last song we played was Be Who You Want. Be Who You Wanna, Not A Wannabe, which is so like funny. I didn't even know that this is what we were gonna talk about. But yeah, this is Love Being Used by TJ dot
Max.
Be okay. No. Okay, thank you guys. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Bye, good night.
Stay sadder, litter in my brain with these drugs that make me madder. Cutting out my heart, shit. I was a cadaver. Cold case, scabbing straight, blow to the chest. I'm old, having some baggage on my belt. I'ma get you ready, you can love someone else. Something like a filler for rotation on the shelf. Love being used, I don't know nothing else. Like, I'ma smoke weed, won't change. She said I'm a mess, kiss away, I guess. Trust out, heart too big, and the space won't run out. Yes, I know better, not everyone the same. Taking no warning and giving new slate. What can I say? I'm stuck in my ways. Love being used and left on the way. Shit, it hurts less when you know it's on the way. No, it's not true, but these actions do say. Give another piece, I can waste away.
All the gas, no pumping brakes, babe. You make me move in ways that I cannot trace. Yeah. You touch spots without invading my space. Oh, yeah. I kick mysteries, provoking the pace. Is it a love race? 1 minute I'm testing, drunk texting, caught in the mood. Do I keep my main mental from OD?